The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is November 13th. This is the Fightful Wrestling post-SmackDown show. We got a lot more than SmackDown to talk about, but there's plenty of stuff to talk about on SmackDown. But yes, we will be talking about the Zelina Vega release. I did an hour on that earlier. I have since found out much more. I want to thank all of you that supported that show. It was one of our most active live streams we've ever done at youtube.com/Fightful. So check that out. As always, get all your wrestling news at Fightful.com or FightfulWrestling.com. I am joined by Jeremy Lambert, lead wrestling writer, host of The Distraction, taking off. It's doing numbers. Jeremy, how are you?
I am mostly well. Mostly well.
I like that we basically worked ourselves into a shoot by doing NBA streams, and now there's basically just an NBA hybrid show, and Shaq showing up. You've got excuses to talk NBA.
AEW just, you know, they're just going to give me what I want with the NBA stuff, and I appreciate that. Our show is a basketball show masquerading as a wrestling podcast.
Well, honestly, I think AEW is going to have some competition because I looked at this year's free agent class. I think Shaq is the top free agent available right now. It ain't pretty. It ain't
Russell Westbrook's on the trade block. You can go out and get you a gently used Russell Westbrook for a second round draft pick or so.
Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video if you're watching at youtube.com/Fightful. We are on podcast platforms everywhere. And if you want your question or statement read, answered on the air, donate to Super Chat at youtube.com/Fightful, and we'll get that done for you. We approach them as they come on the to the segments that we talk about. But subscribe, tap that bell for notifications. Can't tell you how much that helps us. Dropped an interview with Shane Taylor today, or yesterday, actually. Had one with the Good Brothers and Rocky Romero on Monday, MJF last week, Scorpio Sky last week, and I announced, a lot of you have been asking, when am I going to drop the interview and feature with Nydia of Tough Enough One? Her first interview since the 2000s, I think. I don't think she's done one since like 07, 08. It is dropping Survivor Series Sunday at noon, so make sure you guys tune in for that. I'm getting done with the plugs right now. Right after this show, myself, Jeremy, Rob Wilkins, we are going to watch along the replay of Talkin' Shop of Mania 2. Check it out. And on Saturday, I am posting the AEW Authentic Scale ring build that myself and my wife put together. It's a fun time. I was asked to do one of those, and I was like, you know what? We can make it work. Big thanks to Toy HQ for making that happen. But let's go ahead and talk about SmackDown, and towards the end of this show, we'll get into Zelina Vega. I thought this was a pretty solid episode of SmackDown, all things considered. Obviously, it would have been better if things went to plan.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of checked out on SmackDown. The Zelina Vega news was pretty tough, just with everything going on there. And so I just wasn't really in the mood to like watch and support WWE tonight. I'm not gonna bullshit about that. So that's why I was mostly well for coming into this. I was ready for a good time, Sean.
You were.
And then they hit that at like 6 o'clock, and I'm just like, man, I don't know if I really want to support this company right now.
I am known as a stickler for the brand split, but like when Zelina got fired, it seemed kind of trivial. Now we'll talk about it again later, but she's gonna be fine. But we'll talk. Yes. We'll talk about that. We do have some super chats coming in about this. Aaron says, I think it was Zelina Vega, to talk as Jericho confirmed, probably, and also says, got NBA 2K1 for PS5, so good. Is that a re-release of 2001? Come on, Aaron. Proofread your super chats, my dude. And Mike D says, other than the butter disregard.
Butter disregard.
He said another super chat to say utter disregard. No, I like the butter disregard. Yeah. This is all us. This is a Fightful. This is now adopted. The butter disregard for the brand split yet again. I thought the opening and closing segments with Roman and Drew were excellent. Do you think that Drew has to win the belt on Monday now, right? Let's go ahead and talk about it all. Let's talk about the opening promo. Let's talk about the main event match. Roman Reigns comes out and says that he changes careers and points to Jey Uso going from the brother that nobody knew to main event Jey. He ain't wrong, Jeremy.
This is what we said last week, is that Roman Reigns is pretty much the only guy in the company that can elevate somebody to this level. And he took Jey Uso from a tag team guy, a very good tag team guy, a great tag team guy, and turned him into a main event single star. So I think Roman just watched our show last week and was like, hey, this is a good idea for a promo. And that's what he based it on. So thank you, Roman. We appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate your support. If you're watching live, send us a super chat.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I agree with that. Send a super chat. Roman Reigns says he doesn't even think about Randy Orton, and with good reason, apparently, because Drew McIntyre is out to promote a match that is not on right now. And then Carlos Easy says, Drew with the babyface move, shaming someone for taking time off during a pandemic. Yeah, I mean, that's a slippery slope right there, because Drew said that Reigns left everyone high and dry at WrestleMania and he stepped up. I mean, they can spin it into whatever they want, and I'm okay with them spinning it into whatever they want, Jeremy, because it's a fake show.
It's a fake show. It's not like Roman takes any of it personally, I don't think. So it was fine. The line about Roman saying nobody watches Raw and Heyman being like, you ain't missing nothing. I was more offended by that. I was like, why are you burying your own brand here? I understand it's Survivor Series, best of the best, but like, why are you just outright saying you don't need to watch Raw? Everybody's watching. They're on different shows. They're on different nights, Roman.
Yes.
You can watch both of them.
Yeah, but who has 3 hours? We barely do.
Unfortunately, we
true,
do.
True story.
We've actually come up with an agreement to where
yes.
now we get a rotation going to where we don't have to watch Raw every week because it's so bad.
I'll pull back the curtain here, you guys. Here's how our news cycle works. Mondays are often wake-to-sleep days for the entire staff. Me, Jeremy, Carlos. Occasionally, we'll get like a couple hours, few hours before Raw, and we can kind of chill or do whatever. Then, I'm doing the live blog. I'm doing the Fightful Select stuff. I'm trying to get scoops backstage. Jeremy and Carlos are on the news beat during that show. So when a new match gets announced, whenever a title changes, a debut happens, a match is set for pay-per-view, they rotate. They have pretty much come to an agreement here, and I gave them my complete blessing. They're like, do both of us really need to be here for this? One of us can watch this entire show in 75 minutes tomorrow instead. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah,
more stuff happens
on a two-hour SmackDown.
We get like two, maybe three stories out of Raw, and we can easily handle two or three stories in 3 hours because
yes.
Carlos does NXT on Wednesdays. I do AEW on Wednesdays. We get like five stories in those 2 hours. So every other week, I can be Alexis Jeremy on Twitter and have a good time and not have to watch Raw, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, when I worked from Wrestling Inc., it was like every little possible thing that happened, you got like, oh, this person posted an Instagram picture from Raw. needless to say, we don't do that, not taking shots at them. That's their method. They're extremely successful with it, but they ain't wrong. Not a lot happens on Raw. I will say, I put out a tweet that says there's not a lot of people who tower over Reigns, like from a presence standpoint. Like,
yeah.
Reigns has a way of making people like Braun Strowman look smaller than they are. There's something about Drew and his protection that, like, he looked every bit of his size against Roman Reigns, and I think that's a bit of an accomplishment. I loved Jey Uso coming out and getting in Drew McIntyre's face and saying, I did it to Kevin Owens, I did it to Daniel Bryan, I'll do it to you. Why wouldn't he think that? One of them, also a former WrestleMania main eventer, both of them former champions. He took care of both of them, Jeremy. I love this confidence out of Jey Uso.
I love the confidence from Jey Uso. What I loved even more was disdain from Roman Reigns and the almost frustration from him. And we saw it in the backstage segment right after this. But Roman, it was just looking like, what are you doing? You're only supposed to do this when I tell you to do this. And Roman, it almost felt like his manhood was being challenged here, because Jey came in here and was like, no, like, I can do this now. Like, I have all this confidence in the world. I can handle this now. And Roman felt more like, no, like, I can take care of this guy. It's okay. I don't need you for this. I really love the dynamic between Roman and Jey. It's fantastic.
Nobody wants the King Griffey Jr. on Fresh Prince situation where Griffey's like, oh, your girl's got to fight your battles for you, huh? Nobody wants that.
It's a good reference.
It is. It's a fantastic reference. But Reigns screaming, he is the ultimate cool, calm, collected guy.
Yeah.
Cool as a cucumber does not accurately reflect Roman Reigns, because he's cooler than that. Nothing arses this guy at all. So him screaming at Jey Uso, I'm like, damn, okay. That added a lot of gravity to that situation for me. And it's not often that I get to be this excited about WWE storytelling, Jeremy.
No, this is about the only time nowadays, I feel like. Again, Roman has not missed since coming back. The Jey Uso stuff is fantastic. Yeah, the backstage segment when he was yelling at him, again, it just felt like Roman felt disrespected that Jey Uso stepped out of line and, you know, wanted to step up to Drew McIntyre when Roman was ready to handle his business. He felt disrespected. He let Jey Uso have it. But again, like you said, I love the confidence from Jey Uso as well. Like, don't just have him cower away and be like, oh yeah, whatever you say. Don't have him be like that little lackey kind of guy. Like, have him, give him that extra layer of, he did take out Bryan. He did take out Owens. Have him be a confident performer.
Yes, I agree. We've got Ron Patel, who's actually watching on Periscope. I do stream these shows now, guys, on my Twitter. Of course, we encourage you to watch on youtube.com/Fightful, but I'm also streaming them on facebook.com/Fightful Online. If you haven't headed over to Facebook and given us a thumbs up, please do so. We are going to make a big push on Facebook. It's something that we haven't done a lot. JK Schwall says, what was that? Sorry.
Are we on Tout?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. JK Schwall says, beyond excited for you guys to watch Talk and Shop 2. Me too. And as I mentioned, they straight up said in the interview that I did with them, they watched the Fightful review. I'm proud of these people who are outwardly admitting now they're no longer closeted Fightful viewers, Jeremy.
MJF is watching, right? He's admitted it.
Luther has pretty readily admitted that he watches The Distraction.
Yeah, Luther is a big distraction. We're working on things with Luther. Stay tuned on that. I bury Ricky Starks every week. He's a coward who just won't do our show anymore because now he thinks he's a big star.
He is a big star. He's going to be a gigantic star.
Whatever. He needs to remember where he came from and remember who put him over first. That's all I'm saying, Sean.
Yeah. Quite honestly, I'm not going to say you put him on my radar, but you put him over to me an awful lot.
I did. When we did NWA interviews, you were like, Jeremy, who do you want from NWA? And I said, I want Ricky Starks. Like, he's awesome. Now, I don't like him anymore.
This isn't a super chat, but it's a good chat. Like, I like it. I wish we had this business shirt, too. I've wanted this business shirt since before you all made it a bit. Honestly.
I can't even get a point guard shirt. If a this business shirt comes before a point guard shirt, oh my God, I may quit. I may just leave.
God. Ryan Nelson Holt says, appreciate what you guys do. As angry as people are about Vega, they all pay for the WD Network monthly fee. Vote with your wallets, people. I appreciate you saying that. Hey, ultimately, we work a lot, but we're talking about wrestling here. So send your love, your positive feedback to Zelina. Again, she will be fine, but So this match takes place. Adam Pearce goes back and tells Drew that it has to be an unsanctioned match because it's on SmackDown. Again, stickler for the brand split, but what I like, what I appreciate, is them making the effort to tell me why this match happened. Now, granted, they do have a rule called the Brand to Brand Invitational.
Is that still a rule? Is that a rule after the draft? I didn't know if it got lost in the draft shuffle. I have no idea how these rules work, Sean.
I'm sure. But, you know, I'm all for it. And, you know, other than the butter disregard for the brand split yet again, I like the match too. The unsanctioned match was very good, other than the butter disregard for the brand split. But they did try to use a count out at some point. I was a little bit confused by that, as was Evan Wright, who says, "Did I hear the ref trying to count people out in an unsanctioned match? Am I crazy?" It was still a match. It was still a 1-2-3. So I guess maybe they had a gentleman's agreement, Jeremy?
Well, I mean, it's unsanctioned, which just basically means it's not going to count against your wins and losses. But somebody still has to win and lose the match, and I guess they could still win or lose by count out. That's the only way I could think to explain this.
I do, and I appreciate that, getting around the butter disregard of the brand split. Evan Wright says, "I appreciated Pierce not sanctioning the match because Drew is from Raw. It was a real nice touch." Yeah, I mean, you guys know me. I'm quick to fly off the handle about the brand split things because it is a fake show. They can create whatever rule or loophole that they want. I mean, it's just, it's too easy to do. It's too easy to do. And I just wish they would, do that more often.
Well, they have a butter disregard for it, Sean. They really don't care.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Oh, so they had this match. It was a good one. I loved that Jey Uso was still competitive with top stars like this, even though he was not necessarily involved in a title picture ever before. He's still competitive because he earned that spot. Drew did a really nice pop-up into the sky high, which I love. I will say this. Some criticism to levy towards what we got going on here. Nothing says this guy main evented WrestleMania, beat Lesnar, and went unbeaten for a year like being distracted by music.
That's everybody, though. That's literally everybody in the company. So, I mean,
well, quite frankly,
what do you want them to do? Everyone gets you don't get distracted by music, Sean. You're just chilling. You're just chilling out. And then all of a sudden the song comes on. You're like, what? Where's that song coming from?
That is a butter disregard for protection of a WrestleMania main eventer. No, I got to get a meme.
He's human. Music distracts people.
My God, how dare you? Reigns comes out. And he tells Uso that he wants to make Drew understand. And as Jay runs in there to do it, he gets claymored. And there's this
beat him up a little bit first.
He did. I couldn't see it because the camera went in, out through mounted punches. You know, obviously in honor of Mark Coleman, who just had a heart attack. That's when Mark Coleman did ground and pound. That's what UFC cameras did. In, out, in, out, in, out.
Same on the octagon post, just going.
Yes, I just want to say it is a complete butter disregard of my eyes. And
we're going to get a butter disregard shirt before we get a point guard shirt, and I'm going to be so angry.
Yeah? So? I mean,
so people in the chat just come out, get their own shirts before me. This is just this is a butter disregard for my respect.
Oh my God! They should have never given me. They should have never given me.
No.
StreamYard. They should have never given me this app. Oh my God! I love it. It's all love. It is. I promise you, Mike D. I appreciate you so much. Oh, so I love this interaction between Roman and Drew, where Drew looks at him and goes, "Do you understand now?" And Roman goes, "Get yourself one of these, and then we'll talk." Woo, boy! I'm driving to Orlando. I'm going to play some music and distract Randy Orton myself to get this match. But I don't doubt that old Roman Reigns might pop up, or maybe Jey Uso, and cost Drew the match.
Do you think they're going to go that long term?
I hope!
I think we all hope, but come on now.
That would require two straight Drew Royal Rumble wins, which maybe they'd do.
I mean, maybe. I don't think they're thinking that long term. I think they're going to put the belt on Drew on Monday, and then they'll do the match at Survivor Series, which is fine. It'll be a great match. Yeah, but I'd much rather the long term story play out. It ain't happening. That's not how they work.
And Roman has the Big E and Rock options, hopefully, in the future. Trevor L says, Sean doesn't have a butter disregard for Blue Chew. No, I don't, but we're talking cereal tonight. Big shout out to Tim Traver. He says, I want to support my Fightful family. I'm going to have a fun week coming up. Funk to Funky. I believe his father has a birthday coming up as well. I believe so. Big shout out to Tim Traver. Yes. Very good friend of Fightful. He's popped up on throwback shows recently as well. You do too. You're popping up there all the time. I like that. Yeah, you are a big star. You are a big star. We're going to have to subcontract you like Jimmy does to me sometimes. So
I'm trying to get on Quizlemania with Joseph in the little tag team gimmick, but they're trying to hold us down.
I wouldn't doubt it. They do that to fight for personalities. The Sasha Banks thing. Let's go ahead and talk about it. It's very talked about. Insulted how they use Sasha Banks tonight. I mean, I think it was a butter disregard to her talents. She comes out, she put the division on notice, and they apparently put her on notice because Bayley popped up and distracted Bayley with music, and then Carmella attacked.
It was a nothing segment.
I
didn't think Sasha's promo was your generic, everyone, I'm the champ, you're on notice type of promo. Bayley, Carmella, kind of the same thing we saw last week. I know people are upset about no Mandalorian mention either. Her episode came out today, and I mean, what do you want me to do, Sean? I don't book the show.
Carlos Easy said, did commentary even mention Sasha being in the Mandalorian? # butter disregard for crossover appeal. Your camera has a butter disregard for resolution right now, Jeremy.
I don't know why. I haven't done anything. I'm watching golf and turn the golf game off.
Yeah, turn the golf game off if it's streaming. Did they mention that on commentary? That's embarrassing. That's freaking embarrassing.
Here's the thing. I agree. It should be mentioned. It should be promoted. They don't care about the Mandalorian.
They should.
And I don't think they should, but they don't. And Mandalorian fans, I mean, is there any Mandalorian fans that tuned in to watch SmackDown? Right,
they promoted Edge on that stupid Highlander movie.
Oh yeah, they 100% should do this, but this is their mindset when it comes to things. Is they don't want anybody getting Edge wasn't a active competition then, was he? When he was doing the Highlander stuff, they don't want the active people.
Let me tell you,
big stars.
That movie wasn't competition to anybody. That movie sucked. I watched it. Kevin Langhoff says they should have Carmella and Bayley team up. Their story is there, and it gives Bayley heat because Carmella is her new friend. Mercedes did a good job in her debut in The Mandalorian. They aren't new friends. They were best friends, and that's a story they can tell, Jeremy. Now, Kevin, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but I encourage anybody that has the network, if you have not watched the 2015 Breaking Ground series, it was phenomenal. Even Cal, who appears on Going In Raw, was on there and was a very sympathetic figure. They ended up letting him go. But you had Baron Corbin, quite frankly, doing his best character work he's ever done while a developmental project on a documentary series, and it showed how close Carmella and Bayley were. They were Baymella. They were
Baymella, yep.
And I thought they would eventually get a tag team run, to be honest with you, Jeremy.
They probably should have, but I mean, what can you do? Maybe they are now. Maybe they're gonna get this tag team run now.
And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Bayley being a tag team wrestler for a while. She was atop the mountain for a year and a half. It's okay to step away a little bit. So that happened. That was cool. Sami Zayn defeated Apollo Crews in an Intercontinental title. Now, I didn't, in an Intercontinental title match, when Robert posted in the chat, and even floated the idea out there that Apollo would win and face Lashley again, that just would have been so ridiculous. But Sami outsmarted Apollo and won here, Jeremy.
yano'd him. He tied his foot to the little strings on the ropes there and just straight up yano'd him. I like the finish. It was creative. Sammy's been doing a lot of creative finishes since returning. The ladder match stuff, especially. Yeah, Carlos Easy knows what's up. So I like the finish. It protected Apollo a little bit. And I don't know what Apollo is going to do now. This is his first appearance since the draft, and don't know if he's going to make another appearance anytime soon.
Carlos Easy, of course, said, Sammy with the Toro Yano finish was straight up art. I like it. Yeah. If to me, I don't think that necessarily cheating gets heat. Some people are, how do I put this? They're jealous when a guy like Sami Zayn is so brash about the fact that he's better than everybody or he's smarter than everybody. And I think that works. And I'm down to see Sammy and Bobby Lashley have an honest to God match.
Believe it. No sisters? Somebody, I think the sisters need to be there.
Somebody said Sean loved the mug. Yeah. It's my wife's, but I think it fits for me. We put all six of our cats on Quizzlemania this week. My cats got on Quizzlemania before you.
Jeez.
All six of them.
God.
All six of them. Tim Traver. He says, please go to the Fightful online store and get something for your dad or mom, like a coffee mug or a shirt. It's the holidays. That's right. Go there. Get your dad or your mom a King Dong Lord Senpai shirt. Get
all my mom wants for Christmas is a Point God shirt to support her son.
Dong Lord shirt.
She didn't want to support you. You are sliding in too many mom DMs as it is from what I know.
No. Let me clarify. That is not what happened. Denise messages me, I believe on Facebook, like it's 2008, and says, wait, is it really your mom's birthday today? Because it's also my mom's birthday. And I looked and I said, damn, Denise, your mom, what's her Snapchat? Now, here's the thing. When I told this story in Quizzlemania, I was met with unanimous disgust.
I don't care.
Like, these people have not been around me for the last 5.5 months.
Yeah.
Like, did you guys not know me? Like, what the hell?
Come Stay on. Away from my mother, Sean Ross Sapp.
Oh, Evan Wright says, sisters returning at Survivor Series. Get excited.
I hope so.
So, some of you might realize tomorrow, whenever I do, this ties into the Denise story. When I do, my wife helps me out with the authentic scale AEW ring video. She's better at instructions. I wanted to put it together with her. It was something to do on a Saturday when we filmed it. We use a pseudonym for her because, quite frankly, I don't want people looking up my wife because I already get weirdos messaging her. One guy messaged my wife, Jeremy, who you have met in the past, and said, by the way, I hope you know that your husband talks about doing people's moms all the time. Like, she doesn't know the bit or something. Yeah. Like, I'm sitting in my home office like, by the way, I'm a dong lord. I like moms a lot. Keep it down.
Your wife is very understanding with that stuff. I mean, she puts up with you. She has to be understanding.
She gets the bit. She understands it. She's been around long enough. My wife has worked pro wrestling matches for the love of God. So she understands the art of the work. She's been around wrestling and MMA for a decade now. Oh, man. It's unreal. Ah. I think we had some super chats through here. Oh, yeah, but Tim Traver, thank you for using your super chat, a very generous one, to plug shop.fightful.com. Thank you all so much. If you have a picture in a Fightful shirt or even an FTF shirt, tweet it to me. I would love to see it. We use those for promotional purposes sometimes. So thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it. Jeremy, I got to say, I take my hats off to, or all my hats, I said several. WWE going the fresh route, Otis, Dolph Ziggler.
Otis has had two feuds all year. We're 11 months into this year, and this man has feuded with two people. I mean, bless him. I guess that's one more than Seth Rollins has feuded with.
I think he's only had two singles matches with Ziggler, which shocked me. But also, he's got some sweet NASCAR 98 theme music now. He's like, he's just walking out there. I'm traveling down the road and I'm flirting with disaster. He's going to put in the paintball code and like spin people out. I'm excited for flirting with disaster Otis.
I have no idea what you were just saying. NASCAR 98? Yeah.
Have you ever played NASCAR 98?
I probably did, but I don't remember it at all.
Okay, I'm sure that you and Joel can somehow play that. But, I mean, it's worth it. You can put in a code where you shoot paintballs out of the front of your car.
Hey, guys. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids. And he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
And it like spins the person in front of you out. There are going to be a lot of people that know exactly what I'm talking about, because that's the last time I was that interested in.
Did you play the game where you could like drive backwards on the track?
I'm sure.
And like wreck everything? That was the NASCAR game that I played the most.
Yes. Aaron, that is wildly inappropriate. We would never say anything like that on the show. Denise's mom is hot. She is a beautiful lady. I'll say that. Evan Wright said, oh yeah, by the way, Chad Gable showed up. He's got some new creative. A zigzag and a Vader bomb. That was the match.
Yeah.
And Bobby Roode as a second is really good. I like him as a second.
He was scared of Otis.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Chad Gable shows up. Of course, the guy you want to be taking advice to, the former Olympian that can't win a match in 3 years. But I'm interested to see him coach Otis. And he's the Alpha Academy. Give me Jason Jordan, too.
They're really, really good friends, Chad Gable and Otis. They put each other all the time, put each other over all the time in like interviews and stuff. Like they did a bunch of amateur wrestling stuff together. I think this dynamic will be great. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it doesn't get too stupid or, you know, they just completely drop it 1 week. I do think this dynamic will be great though, because Gable, we haven't seen it in a while. He's been stuck with this Shorty G nonsense. He is a very, very entertaining personality when he has somebody to play off of. And Otis is very easy to play off of with all his wackiness and the stuff he does.
We got a super chat that said, off topic, but from your Q&A, I'd love to see Okada compete for the BTE title. Him and Gator Golf versus John Silver and Orange Cassidy would be amazing stuff. Okada strikes me as one of those guys who probably has amazing comedic timing. Like,
yes.
You might, like, based on my experience, I see about it, or I see he does, but, yeah, Throwback 27, does Street Fighter count as a game for Fightful? I'd take that under consideration, I would consider that, if Joel and Jeremy did, like, a fight game compilation type of thing, I think that's probably something we could swing there, maybe work. You better hope that my wife doesn't show up, because my wife legitimately...
She's on steroids.
Waxed both of us in the arcade at...
Because she cheats.
Yes.
She's on steroids.
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. So that happened. No DQ match. Rey Mysterio defeated Seth Rollins. The whole Mysterio family are backstage and ringside for this match. Murphy is with Rollins. One of the highlights of this match, because we've seen this 100 times, but sometimes I just want to see things I haven't seen before. Ray did a great variant of the sunset flip bomb into the barricade, and then he did like a baseball slide splash onto the stairs. Rollins did a badass power bomb through a table, and my feed cut out briefly. Did Murphy do a Van Damme-ator to Rollins?
No, he caught him. He caught him with the V trigger knee, and Rollins had moved the chair by that point. Van Damme-ator would have been sweet.
Sad,
yes,
sad. But the knee strike, everybody says, looked awesome.
It did.
Rollins gets the loss. Mysterio gets the win, and then yeah, it's with the frog splash. 15th anniversary of Eddie's passing. That makes a whole lot of sense to me.
They did a Three Amigos spot as well in this match. Rollins was doing the Three Amigos.
And I encourage you guys, check out the El Hijo del Santo and Octagon against Art Barn Eddie Guerrero match. That's one of the, like, I keep getting people saying, oh, what match do you recommend of Eddie's? That one. Everybody will say Halloween Havoc. I'm saying When Worlds Collide, AAA. When I got that Eddie Guerrero DVD like 16 years ago, I saw that match and I just fell in love with it. Really amazing. I think Rollins losing here is what needed to happen. Because Rollins was livid about Murphy. By the way, they had a timing issue. Mysterio goes to walk to shake Murphy's hand, and they cut to replay. And I bet Ray's just like, ah, no, man. Oh, no. And then they went back to it. And Murphy's a part of the family now, I guess.
You know what I'm going to say, Sean?
What? Love wins?
Love wins. Love wins. You tried to bury Love a few weeks ago.
I talked about my awesome wife on this show multiple times.
Buried Love a few weeks ago. Don't try to save yourself now. You buried Love a few weeks ago, and in the end, it wins. Love wins, Sean. Just be excited for Love. Love, love.
So, do you think that like Murphy is staying over and like waking up with the family and?
Yeah, he probably cooks breakfast and everything.
No. They ain't cooking breakfast. They're all waking up, and they're a fit fam, Jeremy. They're a fit fam.
You gotta eat, don't you?
Oh, you do. But now you can eat Magic Spoon from magicspoon.com/fightful. Cereal's one of the best parts about being a kid. Something that Aaliyah was. I don't know, 2 years ago? But now she's got to be on TV. Dom's got to be on TV. They gotta be fit so they can't have all that cereal anymore. You cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food, you realize you can't eat hardly anything anymore. But cereal is something you can eat. Zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, 3 net grams of carb each serving. Does that sound too good to be true? Well, their variety pack does too, but it is true. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, blueberry, 4 great flavors in that variety pack. It tastes amazing. It's wonderful. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, GMO-free. People say that stem cells is how Ray stays young. I've got a sneaking suspicion that it's Magic Spoon. They haven't endorsed it. I have. It's fantastic. And they're so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. But if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. Here's the thing. You won't do that because you're going to love it. Instead, it'll be like an episode of Raw. You'll find yourself ordering it over and over and over again. Except this won't suck. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be delicious. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. Use that code Fightful for free shipping. And even if you don't order it, do us a solid. Do us a favor. You know, we ask you to leave thumbs up and subscribe and tap that bell for notifications. Leave iTunes reviews. You know, things that don't even cost you money. If you hit them up at Eat Magic Spoon on Twitter, just let them know you heard about them from us. It's really appreciated. Throwback27 says, FYI, love stinks, Jeremy. Love stinks. Although he did have a typo and says, live stinks. That sounds like a show you would pay money for.
Live stinks.
That's what we're about to review. Talking Chopomania.
It'll be okay, Throwback. It'll be okay. Love can sometimes stink, but love is beautiful.
Throwback's an easy guy to love. Yeah. He's a lovable guy. Love won't always stink for you, my friend. I promise you.
I promise you as well. You will find somebody.
Patrick Johnson asks if I voted for Omega for the Observer Hall of Fame. This is my first year getting a ballot, and admittedly, I was not too hip to the Observer qualifications and all that stuff. And I just want to specify, I was very honored to be given a ballot. I greatly respect Dave Meltzer and the Wrestling Observer and the work that he's done and their Hall of Fame. But I wanted to take this year to kind of familiarize myself as to not disrespect their Hall of Fame. And that's what I'm doing this year. I will vote next year. I probably wouldn't have this year, but I would have voted for Omega in the future. Evan Wright says, how excited are you for Paul Lee's entrance? I heard it's even longer this time.
Oh, God. That's going to be a show.
I can't wait. I'm very excited. I am very excited about that.
Are we supposed to watch that sober?
Yeah, I don't care what you watch. Just don't say anything offensive. I mean, more offensive than that show in general is.
Yeah. All right, cool. Cool.
As I type in the time for my plug, I got to remember to do that every time. But okay, after this match, Rollins is livid, yelling at Adam Pearce. He demands a match with Murphy, and he gets it. So FightfulSelect.com, I have not plugged that one time on this show. FightfulSelect.com today reported that Chelsea Green's WWE debut was imminent on the main roster. And I don't mean like that one last year. Imminent. How imminent was it? Very imminent. So I heard before this, and Jeremy, you had heard this as well, there was a name pitched for her. Victorious. Well,
I was waiting for her to break out in song and dance with Ariana Grande and Victoria Justice, and they weren't there, unfortunately.
Yeah, and unfortunately, as we reported on FightfulSelect.com, this did not go the way it was supposed to. Natalya was backstage. She's not happy about not being named to the Survivor Series team, and she wants that. She wants to be announced for the team. Chelsea Green pops up, doesn't say anything. They make it a fatal four-way match, and she's taken out almost immediately, and she's using her real name. She does not reappear. Early indications are that Chelsea Green got hurt. I believe she went back to the medical room after this match. They had to change this on the fly. She was supposed to win this match, Jeremy. Man, this breaks my heart for somebody who was TV ready years ago. And how do we know that? Oh, well, because she was one of the best things on Impact Wrestling TV years ago. She couldn't get on TV. She pitched her own stuff with VXT. They filmed their own vignettes with Stokely Hathaway. Big shocker, he can't get on TV either. They release her best friend. She gets called up, and she's put on ice for 6 months, Jeremy. Debuts and gets hurt. This is a bummer.
It was a very tough outing for Chelsea. And she's supposed to be called up, what, May? After the Charlotte thing.
She was called up in May, yes.
Yeah, she teamed with Charlotte, and then she dropped Robert Stone, and she got called up, and never got on television for anything. And it's like, okay, where is she? There was the retribution rumor, which I think she actually just shot down in a recent interview. Mm-hmm. And you know, that never happened. And then she finally gets her match. You said she was supposed to win. She gets hurt, like a minute into it. And she's just an afterthought in this match now. Like, I don't remember her doing anything after the first minute. And now everyone's just going to remember her big debut on SmackDown as this clunky four-way that turned into a three-way where she did one thing.
The first hint to me, besides her not being involved, was Cole repeatedly saying, they're out of this match for now, like three times. And I was like, all right, man. We got a super chat, but I don't want to say they expired, but the Jam on Ryan B. Jam said, man, gotta love that Chelsea Green debut. Well, the match wasn't supposed to be much longer than that, if at all, but she was supposed to win. She was supposed to win that match. They had to call that audible on the fly. They went with the right audible, Jeremy. Liv Morgan is very good, as displayed in this match. She hit two code breakers and a float over DDT. Good. I mean, they give it to everybody in the 2K games. She might as well use it.
Your other options were Natalya and Tamina. I think what they're doing with Natalya is she's going to be the last person on the team. Yeah. This is her third shot to be on the Survivor Series team. She's been in all of these qualifying matches, and she hasn't won a single one of them. And she shouldn't be on the team, right?
Jeremy, look. If you had three opportunities to seize everything you ever wanted, in one moment, would you capture it or let it slip?
I had one shot, and I made it. I seized what I wanted.
Well, you shouldn't judge her. Maybe her palms are sweaty, or her knees are weak, or her arms are heavy.
vomit on her sweater already?
No! Spaghetti. She didn't throw up. She farts. That's her gimmick. Also, mad respect for Tamina just showing up to do qualifying matches. all this stuff. I'm pulling up the stats right now. Here's the history of Tamina in WWE in 2020. She had this match tonight, qualifier match. She hadn't wrestled in a month. By the way, she was in a Raw Women's Title Top Contender Battle Royal. She ain't on Raw. She had not wrestled since September. What was that? A Top Contendership Fatal 4-Way match. She hadn't wrestled since August. What was that? A SmackDown Women's Title Top Contender match. She hadn't wrestled since May. What was that? A SmackDown Women's Title match. Of course, she also got a title match at WrestleMania. She was in the Royal Rumble as well.
Tamina only shows up when it counts, Sean. I mean, she doesn't win those matches, but she only shows up. She's only showing up for those big games. She's like, no, you need me to play this regular season game? I ain't showing up for that one. Playoffs only, baby.
She's a special attraction, obviously. But Evan Wright says, Tamina getting all this these shots is amazing content. Yes, it is. reminder, guys, donate a super chat. Get your questions or statements in. We are about to talk about Zelina. Evan Wright says, Bluebird app would have melted down at the new name. Oh, yeah. I'm still not convinced they won't use it. Yikes. But, yeah, guys, please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. This was a monster day for us. Like, I can't tell you. I can't put it over enough. I'm so proud of what we're doing at FightfulSelect.com. We break more news there than anybody. There is nobody that reports more backstage news, exclusive news, than we do. Today alone, we had the finish of the SmackDown match being changed. We have backstage reactions from the Zelina and WWE split. Also, industry reactions as well. I've had wrestlers from every promotion, major promotion in America, reach out to me. We had the Chelsea Green debut up before it happened. I posted my Q&A podcast today. Also today, I brought back the Brass Ring series where I reached out to a bunch of wrestlers and said, hey, who's working to improve? Who's working to get better? And it was a way to put some positive news out there. I dropped one today about an NXT wrestler. Yesterday, we had news, numbers on the amount of money that these Evolve signings are getting in NXT, the bonuses that they're getting. The day before, I think it was 2 days ago, we had AEW taping news. We had news of another WWE call-up that just happened. How about before that? How about Tuesday? WWE had interest in bringing back a recently released wrestler. Before that, backstage notes from Full Gear. The day before that, we had some production notes from Raw, and we had stuff about the plans for Team Raw at Survivor Series. I'm telling you guys, this is worth your money.
Let me plug something on FIFO Select, because like, you do get all of this great news that Sean does, and you get all these podcasts and stuff. Big stars, big distraction stars coming to Fightful Select this month. We recorded it today.
It's not coming this month. It's coming when
we record. Yeah, we recorded an episode today, so just put it on the service, Sean.
No, we're saving them for when we move from Patreon to Fightful.com.
Well, just put this on the service. We recorded it. It's timely. It's for November. That's why I recorded it in November.
You know what? I'll do that.
See, look, look what I'm giving you, everybody. More distraction content for your money. Everyone sign up and support. We reviewed a 1995 episode of WCW Nitro. Let me tell you something, Sean. After sitting through Raw, NXT, AEW, SmackDown, all these shows every week, a 47-minute wrestling. Woo! 47 minutes. A thing of beauty. Every wrestling show should be 47 minutes.
I wouldn't mind some quick shows. Wouldn't mind it. Also, guys, for those of you asking where the Listen Your Boy is this week, my computer died. Jimmy had scheduling issues. It's back next week. But we got shows all the time. Post-Raw, post-SmackDown, all that. Evan Wright says, just wanted to say, please check out Joe Hulbert's Eddie Kingston write-up. I said it on Twitter. Best piece of wrestling literature I've ever read. Joe Hulbert is one of the most talented writers I have ever worked with, period. He is amazing.
Talented writer and a very good co-host.
Although he laughed off my request at an Undertaker feature.
he
stroked his beard and goes, I don't know if that works for me, brother.
he turned that. He was so, rate's not the word for it, but you gave that to him like Thursday morning or something, right? We did our show on Thursday afternoon. He took that out on me, Sean, on our show. He took that out on me, just dragging this Undertaker bit for like 20 minutes because he just wanted to delay this feature, clearly didn't want to do it, and just dragged this bit. I did there's the gif of it on my Twitter. I turn around, do the look back, do the arm up in the air, you know, the whole Undertaker pose.
Yeah.
Big send off. Great. Joseph took this like 2 minute bit and it just dragged it.
I hope that he actually writes something about Brian Lee, the fake Undertaker. Like, that's what I'm. I know that in asking him that, I could tell he didn't want to do it, but I was like, now I kind of want him to do it even more. Not to torture him, just to see what the content will be.
It'll be good. By the way, if anybody wants to send me an Undertaker costume, I will wear it on the distraction next week. I ain't paying for it. I have some morals. Am I going to pay for this Undertaker costume? You want to send it to me? I'll wear it on the distraction.
Got some unfortunate news about Chelsea Green.
Oh, no.
She has broken her wrist.
Ooh. Didn't she have a broken wrist before? I'm fairly certain I remember her breaking her wrist. Maybe when she was Impact or just starting out with WWE. Because she'd post the pictures on the Twitter with the cast on. That's very unfortunate.
Yeah, she did break her wrist at one point. That is terrible.
Yeah. Best wishes to Chelsea Green as she heals up.
Man. Well, we got the Zelina thing. Trevor L. sent a super chat earlier that said, Zelina said on Twitch, if she got fired for what she stood up for, so be it. Very emotional. Great seeing all of her subscribers supporting her. Hashtag FTF. What do you think?
Like I told you, this news came down at like 6 o'clock, right? And it kind of took me out of SmackDown. I watched the first 30 minutes of the Twitch stream because it went live at 9:30. So I had that on during SmackDown as well. She was very emotional, crying through reading all the the subscriptions and everything. A lot of people showed up. She had like 4,000 people showing up for that thing and a lot of support for her, which is great. She stood up for what she believed in. And, you know, that's what she said. And I believe it. She wanted to do Twitch. She wanted to have her OnlyFans. Clearly, WWE wasn't too thrilled with that. And I don't know the situation, if it was an ultimatum thing, however it played out. But this is what she wanted to do. And I respect that. Wherever she goes, she has the non-compete clause. Wherever she goes, then she's going to be as big as they can make her. Because she's very talented. She carried Raw through the early months of the pandemic. Remember they'd have her out there for like 4 different segments, wrestling matches, talking on the mic and everything. She carried Raw. So best wishes to Zelina Vega. I think it sucks that it had to happen like this. We'll see if this turns into a bigger deal. It feels like it could, but then it's also wrestling. And anytime you think like this is going to turn into a big deal, it just doesn't.
From what I understand, she caught wind of this before and posted that tweet, and she had a Twitch which she kind of passed off to her brother, from what I understand, or what I assume is her brother. She had an OnlyFans that she closed down. Now first off, I just want to say, guys, have some fucking decorum. When you go, oh, she had an OnlyFans, you look like a fucking dork. More than what I just looked like there.
Let's say.
It ain't hard to look up what she was doing on there. It was cosplay stuff. She said she's going to do it over again. And now the fact that you got so many people going, she's got an OnlyFans, she's going to get a ton of more subscriptions. I wish nothing but success to that woman. She is making a lot of money on Twitch, but still, I never want to hear about somebody losing a job. I don't want anybody to lose a part of their income, especially now. But she's also going to be sort of a martyr, whether good or bad, for this situation. And there's going to be a lot of, she's probably going to get some deals based off of this too. So, oh man, it's very unfortunate.
Evan Wright says, it's unfortunate that it even has to come to this. Like, just let them play their video games.
Yeah.
You know, just let them play their video games. All right. They're making a little extra money on the side. You're a $1 billion company. It's okay.
Yeah.
If your wrestlers make a couple extra thousand a month.
I get not wanting to let them use their IP. I get it. Sure. If they were like, hey, be Thea, don't be Zelina. But as Matt Farmer had pointed out, they own the marketing to like everything. Now that's not the case with NXT. A little bit different there. That's why they're not as gung-ho about that, but it's unfortunate. I talked about it for an hour today on a stream earlier, so make sure you guys check that out. And of course, we're going to cover this extensively. It will be talked about heavily on the List and Your Boy next Wednesday, on the Backstage Report on Fightful Select this week. It's very, very unfortunate. Evan Wright also says, Sean looked like angry Sheamus for a second. Yeah, you just don't know how many comments I've seen, and I truly adore all of you guys, especially those of you who support us. But don't be the person that's just like falling all over themselves about that point, about that thing. People can monetize their bodies however they want for all I care. As long as it's legal, I don't give a shit. They can do what they want, more power to them. And I would never think anything else, because it's them, it's theirs, how they want to make money. Enzo did OnlyFans and had a wrestling school.
You didn't sign up for that? You didn't learn how to be the realest guy
in
the room?
You didn't sign up for it either, did you?
I did. I wrote the story on it.
I know, but you also got Hannah. You got Queen Hannah and Jesse the Buckeye, who are on OnlyFans. Good plug for them right there. But,
Fightful contributors.
Yeah, they're Fightful contributors because they gave you the rundown. And Trevor L says, had it been AJ, would they have fired him? Hell no, they're not firing AJ. They're for any reason, they're not firing AJ. Oh, well.
But AJ didn't take that stand. Zelina did. So.
Well, see, the thing is, she shut down most of her stuff and she switched it. So I don't know if she did. I got to wait to hear this from her. And the thing is, like, Jeremy, as you know, when these people leave, I hit them up for interviews. But I will hit up Zelina. But then again, why would she go on an interview tour? Look at the platform she has. She can promote her own platform, and I wouldn't blame her one bit.
No, I think she's going to just, whatever she says, she didn't say anything on the stream tonight. Mm-hmm. It was very emotional. She was very positive and supportive. Really, the only thing of controversy that she said was, I took a stand for what I believe in. It, you know, if that's what it is. She didn't really say anything else. But whenever she decides to talk about things, and she has the non-compete, I don't know when, what that says, if she can say anything. Because remember, Gallows and Anderson, they didn't say anything until they did the big talk and shop thing 90 days after they got released. So I don't know when she's going to say anything. Whenever she does, she probably just do it on Twitch. She doesn't need to go anywhere else. Just go on Twitch. Get 10,000 viewers for that thing.
Weekend content, guys. If you're watching live, me, Jeremy, and Rob Wilkins are going to be right back here. Whenever Talkin' Shop of Mania 2 ends, we're going to watch the replay from the start. We're going to watch along. We're going to sync up with each other and kind of watch this. So I hope you guys join us Saturday. We've got plenty of content dropping, of course. There's a UFC show. I'm doing this authentic ring scale build video. Even if you don't give a shit, go leave it a thumbs up. I got it set to premiere. Just go ahead and leave it a thumbs up. Show our good sponsor at Toy Vomit on Instagram that you cared enough about it, that they didn't waste their money on us. Also, you're doing some gameplay tomorrow night, right?
Yes, the band Joel Pearl is unbanned for the game stream tomorrow night. We're going to play. He actually just sent me a DM of this NASCAR game. So we might end up playing this NASCAR game tomorrow.
You know what? Just, it can be a free day. I won't complain if you all play NASCAR.
Oh, my God. Well, Joel, you heard it. We can play whatever we want. So I don't know what we're playing tomorrow now. We're going to play WrestleMania 2000.
Is it Action 52? Did you ever play Action 52?
I don't think so.
Yeah, NES. Oh, it was the shit. It was so bad. It was like 52 games in one, and like none of them were good. Oh, it was so bad.
Joel's going to host all this. I'm going to let Joel host all this.
Okay. So. Evan Wright says, big star Rob Wilkins. It's true. He's about to be a big
Photoshop star.
Josh Tolman says, my philosophy, as long as they aren't hurting themselves or others, let them live their life. Let Zelina live her life. To me, I look at, hey, she became one of the biggest stars on Twitch as a positive for my company, Jeremy.
Yeah,
If the distraction did bigger numbers than everything else we did, I'd be like, you know what? I want to hold on to that. I want to hold on to those commodities that are there. I wouldn't be like, get out of here, Jeremy. You're too successful for this website. Come on.
Doesn't make any sense.
Alec Farmer says, Sean, please be my new stepdad. My mom would love to meet the Senpai Dong Lord.
That's a comment. Be careful what you wish for.
Send that Snapchat through. Until next time, guys, we're out. Wouldn't put it through. It lost access to our Facebook. Yeah, whatever. All right, we'll be back in a bit. I'm going to get this edited, Jeremy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.